live at Riley High School as we get ready for Mishawaka against the Riley Wildcats here tonight with Vince D'Addario, Sean Stiers. Let's give it the starting lineups as our School City of Mishawaka pregame show winds down. School City of Mishawaka, growing leaders in a culture of excellence, the Mishawaka way. First for the Riley Wildcats, a 6'5" junior, averaging 28.3 points per game. Number zero, Blake Wesley, a 6 foot junior, averaging 3 points per game. He's not in the starting lineup. I have my marking there wrong. A 6'1" junior, averaging 4 points per game. Kamari Love, a 5'11" junior, averaging 9.3 points and 5.6 assists per game. Philip Robles the second. Does he go by the second?
I think he's the third.
The
actually.
Third?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's all the way down the line.
Let me double check this roster here in a moment. A 6'4" junior, averaging 2.3 points per game. Davion Anderson, the younger brother of Demezi Anderson, who is a sophomore at Indiana University. And a 6'3" junior, averaging 10.6 points per game, Jackson Copley. The Wildcats, coached by first-year head coach Andre Owens, a Riley alum. They are 1-3. For the Mishawaka Cavemen, a 6 foot senior, averaging 1.8 points per game, or actually averaging, I won't do his average because we don't have the 1.8 is from last year. Raheem Brayton, a 6'2 junior, Trent Johnson, a 6'2 sophomore, Caleb Williams, a 5'11 senior, Donovan Snyder, and a 6'4 senior, Alex Boggs. Your uniform descriptions are brought to you by BSN. Kevin Drazier and the team at BSN Sports. They supply your uniforms. Give them a call, 229-7999. Mishawaka in road maroon uniforms. White numbers. Is that gold trim? Did I see gold or is that gray?
No, it's gold.
It is gold. Okay, that's what I thought. I was wondering if my eyes were deceiving me.
Well, it's kind of like the gold pants that the football team wears at times.
Yep. Riley in home whites. Navy blue numbers and gold trim. At center court, the tip will be controlled into backcourt. Riley will have it, and they'll move from left to right as we see it here in the first half. Love with the basketball, guarded by Donovan Snyder. Out near half court as Love goes off to the left wing. Up top, Robles with the basketball. To the right wing, it goes to Copley. Copley with copious hair pinned up behind his head. Up top, it is Blake Wesley. Little ball fake, and he's called for traveling.
Yeah, that's a good call up top. He got a little too excited, shuffled his feet before he was able to drive from the top of the key, and travel was called, and that is absolutely the right call.
Jackson Copley has sideshow bob hair flopping behind his head.
There you go.
You see it if you've ever been a fan of The Simpsons. With a basketball, Mishawaka for the first time. Just 30 seconds into the basketball game. Snyder to Boggs at the top of the key. Left wing, it goes to Brayton. Raheem Brayton backs it out to Boggs between the circles. Guarded by Blake Wesley. Williams on the right wing and back over to the left it goes. Johnson touches it for the first time. Top of the key. Williams dribbles once to the corner it goes. A three-pointer up. It is short and hits the top of the backboard, and it'll be Riley basketball.
Yeah, I hate that rule that, well, you know, it goes off the safety bar, basically, or the safety strap that's up there above the rim. But good turnover there for Mishawaka. And so Riley's going to bring it up.
Kamari Love tries to lob it inside, and it's going to be stolen. Williams with a basketball. Now Raheem Brayton with a left hand with a defender right on his right hip. Left wing, Donovan Snyder. Three is money. Donovan Snyder, who hit a pair in the loss the other night to Memorial, gets the scoring started. 3-0 Mishawaka. Snyder hit the only threes of the ball game for the Cavemen in that loss. 3-0 Mishawaka, 6:25 to play in the opening quarter. The first quarter brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. Raheem Brayton knocks it away from Robles, and it goes out of bounds. Brayton will take a seat as Devon Parker checks in. You've got two All-State football players on the court for Mishawaka, and Donovan Snyder and Devon Parker. In the left corner, it is Robles who brings it out. 3-0, the Cavemen lead. Robles to Love. Love over to the left wing to Copley. Copley passes outside to Anderson. Back to Copley. Dribble penetrate. Kicks it down to the left corner. And outside comes Kamari Love. Two screens set up. Love will bounce it off. Anderson through the lane. It'll be rejected by Parker and out of bounds. Mishawaka athletic director Dean Hubbard picks it up by the wall.
Yeah, it was good defense by Mishawaka. They were able to fall down and double team the drive for Anderson. Anderson lost his footing, ended up falling down, but good no call.
Inbound pass nearly stolen. Missed shot. Wesley gets his own rebound and then gets fouled going back up. Wesley will go to the free throw line with a foul coming on Trent Johnson.
And that's tough because that looked like, I mean, maybe they got him with the body, but as far as where the ball is concerned, it looked like it was a nice clean block up high, but I guess they're going to call the body on that one. It's going to put Wesley on the line.
Wesley's first free throw spins through. It was 7 of 11 from the line coming into the game tonight. His first try makes it a 3-1 ball game. Wesley's next is up and good. He connects on both charity shots, and it's 3-2 Mishawaka. Devon Parker guarded as he straddles the half-court line, picks it up in front court, gets it off to Caleb Williams. Williams holding, and now will dribble off to the right side with Copley on his hip. He'll drive the baseline, stripped away, and into the hands of Anderson, called for a double dribble as he hesitated just a little bit trying to spot a teammate.
Yeah, he just, like you said, he just kind of hesitated and lost the handle, and he didn't think he double dribbled, but it just looked awkward enough that you're probably going to get that call every time. So Mishawaka is going to get a chance here. Both teams in a very, very aggressive man-to-man, not allowing any space for any offensive player to get the basketball.
If you're not LeBron, you're not going to get away with that move that Anderson just made.
No.
That's what it comes down to.
Like I said, it looked super awkward. It's almost like you have to call something there.
Right. Parker on the left wing to Williams up top. Gets a screen by Boggs and goes right. On the wing to Parker. Trying to shake and bake. Get a defender off him. Left wing, Donovan Snyder. 3-2 Mishawaka. 5:12 to play in the Kevin Putz first quarter. Off the screen goes Johnson. Right baseline. Pull up. Draws a foul on the jumper.
Yeah, he was able to get Copley up off of his feet, and he ends up coming down on the shooter. So a good call there, and it's going to put Johnson on the line.
First foul on Copley, the 6'3 junior. Trent Johnson, who was 1-for-3 at the free throw line against Elkhart Memorial, misses the first attempt.
Well, and he was leading scorer at Clay as a freshman. Back when he was over there, and then when he transferred to Mishawaka, he had to play JV for a year. So no question, this kid could score the basketball, so I'm excited to watch him play.
4-2 as Johnson hits the second of the free throws. Left wing, Copley for Riley. 4-2, Mishawaka leads. Robles trying to drive the left side, leaves it down the corner to Copley. Missed shot, and with the rebound, Caleb Williams for Mishawaka. The Cavemen lead by two. Williams crossover through the lane. Drives all the way and lays it in.
That was a beautiful drive there by Williams. Giving his coach a little reason to give him a start there. That was a nice drive. Lost his defender at the top of the key. Nobody stepped down on help side.
6-2 Mishawaka. Boggs on the block. Draws the charge. The foul is going to be called on Kamari Love.
Yeah, and that was a nice job stepping in and taking that charge. Very clear that he had position. He was still. He was set. Good call by the official.
6-2, the Cavemen lead. 4:32 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Vince D'Addario, Sean Stiers at Riley High School. Left wing, Donovan Snyder, guarded by Robles. Off to Parker. Off the screen by Boggs. Copley trying to steal the ball away from Parker is going to be called for his second foul.
Oh, it's a nice aggressive move by Copley. He's trying to get up there and steal the ball, but it just got too much body as he was coming up to try to make that play. And yeah, he's not happy about the call, but you can't run into a guy like that and get the steal. It's not PE class, Sean.
Copley and his flopping hair sits down, and the mushroom cloud hair of Jamal Robert checks in. A three by Williams doesn't go. Boggs has the rebound and called for traveling. He was pinned between a pair of Riley defenders, couldn't get away, and Ron Heklinski said, hey, how about a foul there on the forearm. Didn't get it.
Was a good initial rebound there by Hoopengarner, able to go up there. By Boggs, able to go up there and get that rebound. Just shuffled his feet, I guess, a little bit too much.
Top of the key, Clay Coleman, who had just checked in. Robles down in the corner. Robles with the left hand, brings it out, stands near the Mishawaka bench, fade away from the right baseline, doesn't go. The follow-up does not go for Robert, and finally, the rebound is taken by Trent Johnson. Back at the other end, loose ball flips into the air as bodies go flying to the floor, out of bounds off Mishawaka.
Well, that little drive by Robles over here was exactly what he likes to do. He likes to drive to the baseline, put up that little baseline jumper.
Timeout taken by Ron Heklinski. 3:37 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. 6-2 Mishawaka on WSBT. 6-2 Mishawaka leads Riley. 3:37 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Nick Hoopengarner into the game for Alex Boggs. Hoopengarner makes his first appearance with Mishawaka leading by 4. Love for Riley, dribbles through traffic, moving left to right, backs it out near the circle. Guarded by Snyder, left wing, Robles. Top of the key, it goes to Coleman. Over on the right wing, three-pointer up, does not go, and Hoopengarner has the rebound for Mishawaka, and at the other end, Williams after the outlet with the layup. He has 4 of the 8 points for the Cavemen, and they lead 8-2. Left wing, Robles, cues a 3, it's good.
Yeah, and even though Jackson Copley is technically the second leading scorer for Riley, Robles is the second most dangerous scorer for Riley. If they don't put a body on Robles, he has the ability to go off and score some points.
Johnson down in the right corner, passes outside on the wing to Parker. Tight man-to-man defense employed by Riley. Caleb Williams trying to dribble up top. Passes it outside to Parker. Mishawaka leads 8-5, 2:35 to go in the Kevin Putz first quarter. Parker on the outside with the left hand. Stops his dribble, shovels behind him. Up fake by Snyder. Thought about a 3, turned it down though. Johnson on the right, high pass on the wing, and toe tapping out there. Caleb Williams just staying inbounds before he fell out. Now here's a steal by Wesley. Here he comes, and he'll throw it down.
Yeah, nice steal by Wesley, able to anticipate that pass. And going up uncontested for the easy dunk, gets his home crowd a little bit excited.
The long legs and the explosion of Blake Wesley throwing it down. 8-7, Mishawaka by 1 after the dunk. Good for Mishawaka, it only counts for 2. Hoopengarner from 17 feet away, doesn't go. Parker trying to save the rebound on the baseline, steps on the baseline, and it's over to the Wildcats. Caleb Williams signaling the bench that he needs a breather as Latrell Franklin, the 6'1 senior wing, comes in. Franklin and his sister Juanita transfers from Marion High School. Also in the game for the first time, Maddox Yohi, 6-foot freshman, in for Donovan Snyder. So a new crop of players in for the Cavemen as Raheem Brayton came back in as well. In backcourt, what's the call?
Well, they're going to discuss it. I wasn't
watching back
no,
there.
Neither was I.
It was Franklin guarding Blake Wesley deep in backcourt in front of the Wildcat bench. The official who was standing right next to it walked all the way to the other opposite corner to talk to one of the other officials. What are they going to? There's going to be a technical foul.
Listen to the PA announcer. Maybe he can fill us in here.
Oh, there were 6 Mishawaka players on the court. This happened Tuesday night as well, and it was not called. And I did not see the 6th player, but Blake Wesley to the line shoots the first of the technical foul shots. It's good. So, yeah, the Elkhart Memorial coach went nuts. He was like, there's 6 players out there. You're not calling. There were 3 on each side of the floor. So they spotted here tonight. Wesley missed the second free throw. So he goes 1 of 2 and has 5. And it's an 8-8 game after
I have never seen that play. Or I've never seen a six man on the court call before.
No. And, I mean, it could have been called two games in a row on Mishawaka, so they're fortunate they didn't have it called on them. Now we're going to have a foul at the opposite baseline.
On Hoopengarner. Both Hoopengarner and Wesley went up for a high inlet pass, and they kind of ran into each other, and they're going to call the defensive player for that every time.
Inbound pass goes high to Doug Adams, this Riley senior. We're tied at 8. Minute 28 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Nearly a steal and diving for the loose ball is Yohi. Hoopengarner had it for a second. Finally, it's into the hands of Brayton. He puts it up off the window. It won't go. And the rebound is taken by Clay Coleman. Yohi standing his ground, trying to draw a charge. And before the contact, we've got a stoppage of play as one of the Riley players is holding his forehead. Doug Adams, after that scrum for the ball back at the other end.
Boy, everybody's looking down where the ball was, and they were looking for a foul and all kinds of other action. And meanwhile, it's just a potentially injured player on the back end.
Vince, I want you to look at number 21.
Yes.
For Mishawaka.
Yeah.
Matty Yohi. Don't look at his face.
Okay.
Does he look like a freshman when you look at him?
No, not in build.
Right.
No, not at all.
He is a freshman, though, and we've already seen him. You can kind of see, you know, part of why he's on the floor, just what I got to see of him the other night. He's a guy who'll dive for loose balls and stuff like that, and just physically, you know, with the arms and such, he looks more like an upperclassman than a freshman.
I wouldn't have minded having him on my eighth grade team last year if I was coaching at the middle school level, because he would literally be a man among boys.
Yeah, I mean, there. When you look across this roster, again, Mishawaka is trying to figure some things out, but there's a lot of different pieces that I think Ron Hiklinski wouldn't tell me the other night that he's piecing them together. But you can see, you know, you've got a couple guys who can score. You've got a lot more length on this team and athleticism than they've had the last couple years.
Right. No, I absolutely agree. And, you know, it's fun when you've got this many pieces to kind of play with. And like I said earlier, it's early in the season, so you're really just trying to figure out who needs to go where, who plays well with whom, and it's just kind of fun. So apparently we have another technical foul, this time called on Riley.
Interesting. So Yohi goes to the line, and he hits the first of the two foul shots. But he kind of is that a little bit, you know, I know you were part of we were both part of the C.J. Fisher fan club, but as Yohi hits both of the free throws, little more athleticism, does a lot of the same things, defensive stopper type guy, and, you know, diving for the loose balls and all that stuff.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
But, you know, guys we've already seen tonight, Franklin, Brayton, Parker, Williams, I mean, they all add different things. It's a matter of figuring it all out together. It's a 10-8 Mishawaka lead. They have the ball after the two technical foul shots. Did not hear what the technical foul was, did you?
No, and I don't know if, like, Riley tried to stop the game because there was a guy hurt and they called a technical because of it. I'm not sure.
Johnson drives, has it knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. It'll stay with Mishawaka.
But in either case, it was a free 2 points for Mishawaka, so they trade technical fouls.
Yohi looking to inbound, and a five-second call. Now, that's the one thing. That's the second time. Not the second time for that, but he gets called for 5 seconds there instead of using a timeout. The other night, there was an inbound play, and he tried to save the ball from going into backcourt when you can inbound to backcourt. Just little things like that that maybe a freshman still has to kind of gain some ground on.
Yeah, absolutely. And those are the things you don't like to see. But again, you're probably going to see them when you got a freshman.
Here's a steal by Brayton for Mishawaka. The Cavemen lead by 2. Brayton over to Johnson. A 3 from the left wing is good.
What a great look there, because Brayton could have taken that to the hole, but he knew that Riley was settling in on defense, and he saw Johnson kind of trailing from behind, dished it out for the open 3. Great job.
Stolen away from Wesley. Mishawaka leads by 5. Brayton bouncing it in for Hoopengarner. Denied. And with the basketball is Wesley. Johnson getting back in front of him. Wesley drives it down, and Johnson's going to be called for a foul as the layup try misses.
Yeah, and I, you know, it's a good call just because Johnson didn't have, he wasn't set. So, I mean, they're not going to call that as a blocking, I mean, as a charge. Best case scenario for Mishawaka there is a no call. But they're going to call that for Wesley every time.
Wesley back to the free throw line where he's already 3-for-4 here in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. He makes the first and now has 6 points, 4 of them from the line. He came into the night 7 out of 11 from the line. He's on pace to matching those totals already as he hits his 6th free throw attempt. Now has 7 points, 13 to 10 Mishawaka. 6 seconds to play in the Kevin Putz first quarter. Crossover, Williams dribbles it off his foot and out of bounds on the far side of the floor.
That actually went off of the defender's foot. At least that was what I saw. So that should be Mishawaka's ball.
Inbound goes to Wesley in backcourt. Wesley from half court will heave it. He puts it up and he knocks it down at the first corner buzzer.
That was a heck of a shot. It's got to tip your cap. I mean, that was from half court, and he put it up like it was no big deal and just swish at the bottom of the net.
Blake Wesley with 10 points in the first quarter. The highlight, the half court 3-point shot, and Mishawaka just had a 5-point lead seconds ago, but it's 13-13 at the quarter break. The first quarter presented by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. Second quarter action after this on WSBT. Second quarter begins with a tie ball game. Mishawaka and Riley 13-13 after Blake Wesley hit a half-court 3-point shot to end the first quarter. After an inbound that followed a Mishawaka turnover. Caleb Williams with the basketball. Hoopengarner, Yohe, Snyder, and Parker for the Cavemen. Yohe stops his dribble on the right wing. Finds Williams between the circles. Dribbles once, left hand to the corner to Yohe. Guarded by the much taller Wesley. Puts it up off the back iron. And Wesley is going to be called for a foul on Yohe's wrist.
Yeah, he is not happy about that call. He didn't think he got any piece of him whatsoever, but it was a nice kind of step back there by Yohe, the young freshman, with a nice little move, which kind of created the contact, because otherwise Blake probably would have gotten the block on that.
Yohe's free throw, his first free throw is good. All 3 of his points so far from the line. He was 4 out of 6 at the stripe, all 4 of his points at the line Tuesday against Elkhart Memorial. He hits another one and is now 4-for-4 to make it a 15-13 Mishawaka advantage. Mishawaka has lost 16 consecutive games to these Wildcats. Their last win was January 2006. A 3 from the left wing is good for Riley. That was Tyon Autry. And a foul is going to be called.
Yeah, they're going to call
Mishawaka.
Yeah, they're going to call an offensive foul there on Donovan Snyder. You know, he sometimes might have to be reminded it's not football season anymore, but he went down there kind of with an elbow to create some space underneath the basket, and they ended up calling him for it.
First on Snyder. That is the 5th, each team with 5 fouls. 16-15, Riley leads after that last 3-pointer. Into backcourt the basketball goes, and it'll be over and back. Robles couldn't save it on the errant pass from Clay Coleman.
Well, and that's just guys still trying to get to know each other. Obviously, it's the first time that they've played together, with Robles being a transfer from St. Joe. Just an unforced error there by Riley.
16-15. Mishawaka trails Riley by a point. Williams on the right wing, high post, Hoopengarner. Hoopengarner stolen by Wesley. Here he comes. He will lay this one in as Parker tried to get back, but he'll lay it in around him. 12 for Wesley. The Wildcats lead by 3.
Yeah, way too lazy of a pass there. A good player like Wesley's going to be able to pick that off every single time.
And Ron Heklinski takes a timeout, and he's going to let his team hear about it. 18-15. Riley on top by 3. We'll take a timeout with 6:28 left in the first half on WSBT. 6:28 remaining in the first half. Riley leads Mishawaka 18 to 15. The Cavemen inbound. Devon Parker with a basketball will bring it up court. Guarded by Autry. Wesley playing back. Keeping the pivot is Parker, and his pass is short, and it's going to be stolen by Coleman, who drives at the other end. Layup won't go. Rebound and the putback does for Autry.
Yeah, it's a nice follow by Autry. Kind of an off-balance shot there originally, and now they're going to call Mishawaka for a travel. They're going to give the ball right back to Riley, and I can guarantee you Coach Klinsky is not a happy guy right now.
That was kind of a Chris Weber-esque travel, the infamous plays from the Michigan Fab Four Final Four days, where Parker kind of stopped and started and looked, and it was like, what am I supposed to do here? And then he just took a step with it. Well, all of a sudden, after Mishawaka, they had to remember
they had a 5-point lead with about a minute to go.
13-8 at one point, yeah, and now it's 20-15, so it's a 7-2 run for the Wildcats. Up by five, Robles lobs it for nobody. It'll go bouncing out of bounds. He was standing over on the left wing. I think he thought someone was going to cut it. It ended up bouncing out of bounds in the right corner.
Again, I hate to repeat myself, but that's just another example of getting to know your guys, you know, knowing what they're going to be doing before they do it. And he thought there was going to be a cutter towards the basket, and they went the exact opposite way.
On the left wing, Franklin for Mishawaka. The Cavemen down by five. Screen up top by Boggs. Off it drives Yohe. Off the glass, won't go. Rebound by Autry for the Wildcats. They lead by five. Pass goes sailing high. Saved inbounds. On the outside, Wesley with a three. Misses. Tipped around, and the rebound taken by Raheem Brayton. Brayton with a basketball to Yohe toward the right corner. Wesley guarding him. Yohe bounces it to the right elbow to Boggs. Down to the corner it goes to Franklin. Franklin will drive inside the lane, tries to pass it off, stolen. Robles up court, lobs it up, and the layup is good by Wesley.
Yeah, that was a nice little lob there by Robles, knowing that Wesley was cutting along the other side. He was able to go up, and just his athleticism made that play happen.
Loose ball. Another errant pass by Mishawaka. They just can't take care of the basketball right now. Just a lot of mental mistakes.
They're going to call that foul on Riley, which I'm a little surprised about. I thought that was going to be on Mishawaka, but instead they call that on Coleman.
Tayden Stumpf, by the way, 6'4 senior for Riley, is in the game. Wesley sits down. So did they call that on Coleman? Is that what you said?
They did.
Okay, so Coleman's first.
Yes, sir.
Number six on Riley. They lead by seven, though. Nearly a steal. Franklin with it. Down to the left corner it goes to Snyder. Robles trying to steal it. Snyder bounces it out to Franklin. Franklin on the dribble. Left hand to the left wing, and now down to the baseline. Dribbles into a double team. Up fake by Yohe. He'll pull up from 17. Tries to draw a foul. Doesn't get it. Boggs had the rebound. Missed the first shot. Got it again. Then the rebound by Brayton. Brayton through traffic, down low, up and in, and a foul as well.
Yeah, nice play there by Brayton to take that strong to the hole and score the basket. Is a chance of the three-point play, and another foul called on Coleman.
It'll be his second. There's a slew of offensive rebounds and everything else. Raheem Brayton will go to the line. He was 0-for-2 from the stripe against Elkhart Memorial Tuesday. He did score 6 points against the Chargers. It's 22-17, and the Cavemen trying to break a drought. And that was actually a 1-1, and a foul on the rebound will go against Mishawaka. It's going to be Boggs, and that's his first.
Yeah, he went over the back there on that rebound, and it was good position by Riley. They had him boxed out. He just kind of went over the back, and what made it even worse is that the Riley player did not grab the rebound at its highest point, kind of brought it down, and it just brought Boggs down right over the top of him, made it for an easy call.
4:07 to play in the first half. Riley leads Mishawaka 22-17. Out on the left, Kamari Love. Love with the left hand comes to the middle, stops his dribble. Pull-up jump shot from 16 feet, no good by Autry. Rebound Donovan Snyder and Mishawaka. Cavemen down by five. Latrell Franklin decides on a three-pointer, and he'll hit it.
I would say ill-advised shot there by Franklin, but able to drain it and makes the coach look real smart, but I guarantee he did not like that shot selection.
It's 22-20 now, and we're going to have a jump ball called at the other end. Possession arrow gives it to Mishawaka. Franklin kind of looked the last few times he had touched the ball. It's like, I'm looking for my shot. He didn't find it the first few times. He found it that time, and he hit the three.
Actually, the possession arrow stays with Riley.
All right. I was looking at this down here, and I thought that I saw the light. But
you're good. You're good. That's what I'm here for, Sean.
We're behind it. Yeah. You hit it. And I'm looking through all these poles as I look at this up here.
Yeah. Now, one thing I do like about Riley is they got the wings on either side of the scoreboard, so it's a lot of information to take in, but I can always check to make sure I'm right.
Very true. So it is Riley basketball. They lead by two. 3:21 to play in the first half. Robles with it, flips it over to Love. Nearly another errant pass. Autry with a basketball into the lane, flips it up, and he'll hit on the floater.
Wow. That was a great move. I didn't think that shot had a prayer going in. He just kind of floated it up there and ends up finding the bottom of the net. So that's going to put Riley up four.
24-20. Riley leads. Caleb Williams on the pass from Franklin. In the corner. Outside it goes to Williams. Ron Hicklinski comes over near midcourt. Barking directions for his team. Boggs takes it. Dribbles once with a left hand. Misses the shot. Tries to tip it back in. It won't go. Brayton with it. Puts it up off the back iron, and he'll go back to the free throw line. Well, the Cavemen picking up some offensive rebounds, but just not cashing in on the follow-up shots.
Yeah, and like you said, they were able to get three offensive boards there. But just not able to cash in. But at least they're going to go to the free throw line with a shot here to get cut into this lead.
The foul was called on Adams, his first. Raheem Brayton misses another free throw.
It was called on Robert.
Oh, I saw the 10 up there that was still up there. So Robert is called for the foul. What number?
Two.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brayton missed both free throws, and then a foul on
Brayton.
The second miss on Brayton, yeah.
Yeah, he came in hard for that rebound. He's upset he didn't make it, and ends up kind of going over the back on the board. So
that is foul number 7 on the Cavemen. Riley has 8. Kamari Love to the free throw line. This will be a 1-1. He's scoreless so far tonight. Averages 4 a game through 4 games. Line drive free throw doesn't go. Rebound, Caleb Williams and Mishawaka. Cavemen down by 4. And Blake Wesley's back in the game. And that's kind of what I was going to say before. He was sitting down for a couple of minutes, and that was a time when Mishawaka really needed to try to make a move, but didn't really capitalize. Left wing three, Snyder off the back iron. Rebound tapped out, and Robles takes it for the Wildcats. Lob up court, off the hand, and the bottom of the backboard as Autry takes it. Now a loose ball, and the Cavemen pick it up. Caleb Williams with it. Right wing Franklin dribbles once, back to Williams. He will back it out, dribbling with the left hand. Passes high post to Hoopengarner. He'll drive right side, turns, shoots, and knocks it down. Nice little spin by Hoopengarner for his first bucket.
Yeah, I like that move by Hoopengarner. He's able to get his defender up off of his feet and kind of had an uncontested little jumper there. I like that move.
24-22, Riley leads over on the left. A three off the back iron by Autry. Loose ball, Yohe down to grab it. He was tied up in there by Daquan Dixon, and this time the possession arrow does give it to Mishawaka.
Yes, it does. And just like you said, the young Yohe getting down there and getting dirty. That's not the first time that he's gotten in there on the floor and gotten a tie-up. And going to give Mishawaka a chance to tie the game or take the lead.
Down by 2 with a minute 20 to play in the first half. Hoopengarner can't handle the pass from Snyder at the high post. A drive at the other end, and Hoopengarner is going to be called for the foul, trying to block the shot from behind. He blocked a couple shots against Elkhart Memorial a couple of nights ago, but this will be his second personal of the night. It'll send Kamari Love to the free throw line for the second time.
Yeah, you're probably going to see Hoop and Garner take a seat here because you don't want him to pick up his third foul with only a minute 15 to go in the half. And you don't really lose anything by putting him down on the bench with only a minute to go. But not a lot of, no action at the scorer's table.
Love misses the free throw. Franklin swaps places on the left side of the lane with Yohe, who goes to the Mishawaka front court. Second free throw is good by Kamari Love, his first point of the night. And now Hoopengarner does sit down as Boggs comes in.
So I think Coach Oklinski has an earwig in. He's listening to the broadcast. He heard.
He's a little more casually dressed tonight. He had the blazer on the other night. He's got the gray Mishawaka pullover on tonight.
So he's kind of middle of the road because we've seen him in the full tracksuit, too.
That's true.
So
heading for a minute to play in the first half. Mishawaka with the basketball, moving right to left, down three. Screen by Franklin. Yohe goes off it to the right. Up fake by Snyder in the corner. Snyder stops his dribble. Double team trying to pass out of it and throws it away. Wesley with a basketball. Defender in front of him. Left or right point. Pulls up. Three-pointer good. He has 17. And the Wildcat lead back up to 6 with 38 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, just a nice little transition three-pointer there for Riley. Able to come down and knock down the three and extend that lead to 6.
Snyder drives on the left side and draws the foul as he goes to the rim. See who this is going to go against. It's going to be Daquan Dixon of Riley. That's his first, number 9 on the Wildcats. It stops the clock with 25.2 seconds left. Mishawaka needs to cash in on a couple of these free throws. They've missed a few here the last few possessions. Snyder to the free throw line, where he shot 73% last year, but he misses the first one here.
Yeah, Mishawaka only shooting 50% from the free throw line right now, 5 of 10. So, I mean, if they hit their points in the free throw line, it's a one possession game.
Right. Next one by Snyder goes swish. He has 4 points. The lead is 5 for the Wildcats. They have the basketball. When did the more snug basketball shorts come back into fashion?
Now, I must have been taking a nap myself. I mean, they've been rolling them for a while. This is a whole new look.
It is.
And it's not a good one.
No. We're talking about Craig Elo and, you know, back in the early 80s.
Yeah.
There's a term for him. I'm not going to use it.
Yeah,
16 and a half
seconds
to play in the first half. 28-23 Riley. Timeout is taken on WSBT. 16 seconds to play in the first half. Riley with a basketball, leading Mishawaka, 28-23. Moving left to right, a steal. Yohe with a basketball. 5 seconds to go. Yohe on the left, drives all the way down. Wraparound layup won't go. Rebound taken by Riley, and that'll be the end of the first half. A look there. Yohe had a chance, and just a lot of misses from point-blank range between the free throws, Vince, and a lot of those layups, some second-chance opportunities they were not able to cash in on. They're down by 5, and you said it earlier, they hit their free throws alone. It's a tie game right now, or they even have the lead.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're playing a team that you're outmatched athletically across the board, you need to be able to take advantage of those opportunities. And in the first half, Mishawaka was not able to do that. Now, the positive thing is they're only down 5 points. That's hardly anything. Although they did give up 17 to Blake Wesley, but obviously they're going to need to just shut down Blake Wesley. They're going to have to focus on him because no one else on this team right now scares you from a point scoring standpoint. If they can put the clamps down on Blake, then they've got a shot at winning this game.
Well, and he's done it at the other end of the floor as well because he's got a couple steals. I mean, there have been a lot of steals just overall, but he's got a couple of them. We saw the breakaway dunk that he had, breakaway layup as well.
Well, and to be honest with you, the passing for both teams has been erratic and sloppy at best. So, and again, some of that is because it's still a pretty new season. Not everything's going to be as crisp as you want it to be, but both teams have to clean up their passing.
28-23 at halftime. Riley leads Mishawaka. It was 13-13 at the end of the first quarter, thanks to the Blake Wesley half-court three-point shot. Mishawaka led 13-8 and then outscored 20-10 the rest of the way down the stretch, about the final minute or so of the first quarter and then the second quarter after that. We will send it back to the studio for now. Matt Embry will have the U.S. Sign Crafters scoreboard show coming up. He'll get you caught up on what's going on across the area. And then Vince and I will be back. We will have the RBI's Unlimited halftime statistics as well as we begin the Mishawaka Education Foundation halftime show, the Mishawaka Education Foundation granting a better future. 28-23. Riley leads Mishawaka by five at the half. A 96-1 WSBT South Bend, the sports leader. Back live at Riley High School, where the Wildcats lead the Mishawaka Cavemen by a score of 28-23. Time for your RBI's Unlimited halftime statistics during the Mishawaka Education Foundation halftime show presented by RBI's Unlimited. Vince, you'll have to kind of get through the scoring pretty quickly, it looks like.
All right, well, Riley's shooting 50% from the field, while Mishawaka's only shooting 37%. Both teams 50% from three. Riley 67% from the free throw line, while Mishawaka is just 55%. Some individual scoring first for Riley. Obviously, Blake Wesley has 17. Tyon Autry has 7. Phillip Robles has 3. And Kamari Love has just 1. And for Mishawaka, a little bit more spread out. Both Yohi, Johnson, Snyder, and Williams all have 4 points. Franklin has 3. Hoopin Garner and Brayton each have 2 points tonight. So no definitive score for Mishawaka. They're spreading it out, which is not necessarily a bad thing. They need to put the reins down on Blake Wesley if they want to get back in this game.
So you've got Brayton with 2 points.
I do.
The field goal, I assume.
Let's see here. Yes.
Okay, I must have missed that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, field goal.
No, that's okay.
One of three from the field.
I missed him. Okay. So it's 28-23. We'll just go ahead and keep it here at the conclusion of the Mishawaka Education Foundation halftime show. Your halftime stats powered by RBI's Unlimited. Help your child's stats improve next season, whether it's baseball or softball. Hitting lessons and workouts at RBI's West 6th Street in Mishawaka. Your uniform descriptions brought to you by Kevin Drazier of BSN Sports. Mishawaka road maroon uniforms, white numbers, gold trim around the numbers and lettering, interestingly enough. Maroon block M's on the sides of the shorts. Riley in home whites, navy blue numbers, yellow trim. They've got both yellow and blue on the sides of their shorts. The descriptions again from BSN Supply. They supply uniforms and team apparel for several area high schools, including Mishawaka. Call Kevin Drazier, 229-7999. As we await the beginning of the second half, Riley will inbound it. They will move from right to left. Robles with the basketball. Down to the left corner it goes. A three-pointer is an air ball. An offensive rebound, though, and a putback by their all-everything, Blake Wesley.
You can call that just a good-looking pass, maybe, because it went right into the midst of Wesley, and nobody bothered to block him out. So he was able to easily get that ball and just put it right back up for an easy layup. Can't make it that easy.
No. Mishawaka down by 7. It is Johnson, Snyder, Brayton, Boggs, and Caleb Williams on the floor. Williams has it stripped from him as he made a move into the lane. Picked up the loose ball. Picks it up. Johnson. No-look pass over to Donovan Snyder at the left point. On the wing it goes to Brayton. Bounce pass back to Snyder again. Just a couple feet away from the center circle. Snyder dribbling toward his right. Passes back to his left to Brayton. On the wing, Johnson, three-pointer short, rebound Boggs. In the middle of some traffic, lays it up and in as it rattles home.
Yeah, that was a nice rebound there by Boggs, able to get a nice box out. I mean, there was plenty of room for him to make a move when he got the ball down, too. So a good rebound and a basket.
His first bucket. Copley in the game to start the second half. He got a couple fouls early in the first half and got a loose ball foul. It's going to go against Alex Boggs. The second on him. Yohe into the game. Donovan Snyder takes a seat. A freshman comes in for a senior. 6:33 to play in the Cal's Auto Repair third quarter. After the inbound, Robles pull-up jumper won't go. Tip follow by Anderson doesn't go. And the rebound down to Mishawaka. Davian Anderson, the 6'4 junior, younger brother of Demezi Anderson, who's a sophomore at IU. Alex Boggs on the outside. Raheem Brayton, 30-25. Riley leads Mishawaka. The Cavemen with a basketball. Trent Johnson going left to Yohe. Pull up from the baseline. On the left, and it'll rattle home.
I like that. Yohe is not afraid to shoot the basketball, and I really like that out of the freshman, especially when Blake Wesley is guarding him. We've seen him on the freshman a few different times, and let's get him into foul trouble.
Mishawaka down five again after the driving layup by Riley's Kamari Love. 32-27 the score. At the free throw line, Boggs down to the corner. It goes to Williams. A three-pointer off the back iron. Boggs, though, with the rebound and foul called as Boggs tried to get control of it. It'll be Philip Robles whistled for it.
And that's only going to be the first one on Robles. First on the team in the half.
Davian Anderson sits down. Tyon Autry comes in. Yohe bounces it to the corner to Williams, just inside the arc. Passes back outside to Raheem Brayton. Directs the traffic as he dribbles to the left. Free throw line, Boggs. Took steps and over to Riley it goes.
Wow. I don't know that I saw him take steps there. It was a nice little pump fake at the top of the key, and then he drove down. I didn't see the extra shuffle, but apparently the referee did.
Riley by five, 5:11 to play in the Cal's Auto Repair third quarter. Left wing, Copley, outside Robles. On the right wing now it goes to Autry. Between the circles, Love has the basketball. Holds it up over his head, bounces it off. Cutting through the lane, Copley, some contact, no call. Follow-up on the second one by Autry. He missed the first follow-up, got it back again. Flipped it in, and it's 34-27, a seven-point Wildcat lead.
Mishawaka can't allow that many offensive boards. I mean, Autry came in uncontested for two different shots there.
Right wing, three-pointer by Williams doesn't go. Weak side rebound, Blake Wesley. In the corner, Robles drives the baseline, shovels it inside, layup good by Tyon Autry. He now has 11 points. Ron Heklinski wants a timeout with his team down by nine. With 4:22 to play in the Cal's Auto Repair third quarter. This will be a full one-minute timeout, so we'll take on as well. 36-27 Riley on WSB. Having the lead is 9 points for the Riley Wildcats. It's been since 2006 Mishawaka last beat Riley.
Really? Holy moly.
16 consecutive wins by the Wildcats. Of course, you've got a couple, a handful of seasons where they played twice in a sectional or something. Riley showing a zone. Alley-oop inside. Brayton to Johnson, who lays it in. Johnson with 6 points to break a Mishawaka drought. 36-29 now. Riley with a seven-point lead in the basketball. On the left wing, Robles gets past the defender. Wesley in, kicks it out. Copley three. Won't go. Rebound Yohe as he runs it down. And a foul coming on the Wildcats. Kamari Love, that'll be his second.
Yeah, so nobody in foul trouble right now for Riley. And nobody really in foul trouble for Mishawaka. Nobody with more than two.
3 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the Cal's Auto Repair third quarter. Good Mishawaka student section on hand. Saw a lot of the football players in the front row earlier. From the right, Donovan Snyder drains the three. His second of the night. He has seven, and it's a four-point game.
That's a huge bucket to bring Mishawaka to within four, because now you're going to see Riley panic a little bit, and you might see them take some shots that are somewhat ill-advised.
A hop and a skip and a jump. Is there a foul call?
There was
that?
On Johnson, which okay. is going to be his third. So as soon as I said nobody's in foul trouble.
Here's Yohe with a steal. Gives it up. And Johnson throws it down. That might be the first Mishawaka dunk we've seen in 3 years.
You might be right about that.
I don't know if the big man, John Binion, who, of course, transferred from Riley and played for Mishawaka for a couple of years, I don't know if he ever had a dunk. Left-hand flip up there by Robles. It catches the rim and crawls through. 38-34. Riley on top by four after the dunk by Johnson. Cut it down to two. Just under three to play in the Calzada repair third. Donovan Snyder, free throw line. Trying to pass inside it. Stolen by Copley. Bounces it up to Robles. Back to Copley, and his layup is good.
Yeah, good ball movement there by Riley on the break. Kind of a little back and forth there between Robles and Copley, and Copley able to finish it off.
The lead bludgeons back up to six. 40-34. Johnson loses the handle as he tries to drive from the right. In the left corner, Robles a three. Hard off the back iron. Rebound tapped out. It ends up into the hands of Robles. Copley wants a three. It won't go. Crashes for his own rebound. His follow won't go, and Donovan Snyder takes the board for the Cavemen. 2:05 to play in the Calzada repair third. Mishawaka down 40-34, has the basketball. Snyder to Johnson on the left wing. Free throw line, it's Boggs. Down to the right corner, it's Yohe. One dribble, pulls up. Shot looked like somebody got a piece of it. Wesley with the rebound. Here comes Blake. Wesley, call for a charge.
Yeah, it was a good call there because the Mishawaka player was standing right there and he was camped out underneath the basket, and Wesley took two giant steps and just lowered his shoulder right into the defender. So a great, great job there by Mishawaka to take that charge.
Tried to get his Euro step going, and he kind of left it someplace in Great Britain, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice when you Euro step, you're supposed to go around the guy that's trying to defend you, not straight on into
that's
him.
That's exactly right. That's supposed to be the reason for the Euro.
Right.
Minute 40 to play in the Calzada repair third. Trent Johnson, no look to Boggs at the free throw line. Williams stops his dribble on the left wing, bounces it between the circles to Brayton. He stops his dribble. Right wing, Johnson, three-pointer. Won't go. Out of bounds on the rebound. Last touched by, they say, Caleb Williams.
Ooh, I thought they were going to call a foul there, which easily could have done.
Williams and Wesley were both there fighting for it. 40-34. Riley, a minute 20 to go in the Calzada repair third. Kamari Love to Robles. Back to Love. Over to the right side to Autry. To the corner it goes, and back outside to the wing to Wesley. A minute 5 to play in the Calzada repair third. On the left wing, Autry. Inside and outside, Coleman to Robles, who buries a three-pointer.
Well, like I said earlier in the game, you can't just leave him open out there and forget about Phillip Robles, because he'll knock that down.
Now it's a 9-point Wildcat lead once again after Mishawaka got it all the way down to two a couple of times. Williams directing traffic, dribbling off to his right. 34 seconds to play in the Calzada repair third. Johnson wants a three, and he'll hit it.
Well, and they're trying to get Riley out of this 2-3 zone, and they got to start hitting these threes, which will eventually pull them out of that zone. But right now they're packing down the middle and saying they're daring Mishawaka to shoot threes.
Johnson's second three of the third quarter makes it a 6-point game. 10 seconds to play in the Calzada repair third. Riley holding for the last shot. 5 seconds. Wesley and Robles play catch. Robles flips it up from the left baseline and from about 10 feet out, flips it down. He finishes the quarter with a bucket and has 10 points, and the lead is 8 for the Wildcats after three quarters of play. The third quarter brought to you by Kyle's Auto Repair, reminding you, have your car's oil changed every 3 months for 3,000 miles at Kyle's, Lincoln Way East in Mishawaka. It's 45-37, Riley leading Mishawaka after three. Back with the fourth quarter after this on WSB. of the fourth quarter. Mishawaka has the basketball. Riley leads 45-37. Cavemen looking to break a 16-game losing streak to the Wildcats. They got it to as close as two a couple times in the third quarter, but couldn't push past that. Now they're down by eight at the start of the fourth. Trent Johnson, who got on track, scored 8 points in the third. Here's Donovan Snyder. He's already got a pair of threes. He misses this one. Robles with the rebound for the Wildcats.
Well, even if Mishawaka can't come back here, they have to have a solid fourth quarter. Their last couple fourth quarters have not been good.
Blake Wesley drives from the left. It won't go. And Hoopengarner has the rebound. You're right about that. We talked about it off the top. They were outscored 17-3 by Goshen in their season opening loss. Johnson fouled on a three-pointer from the left wing and will go to the free throw line as Autry came out and knocked him to the floor trying that three. They were outscored 17-3 by Goshen in the opener and in the fourth quarter and outscored 27-18 by Elkhart Memorial Tuesday night in the fourth quarter. Two close games that got away in the fourth. Johnson from the line misses the first shot.
Well, and here's the next big thing is free throws. Mishawaka has to capitalize when they're at the free throw line. They've been able to get to the line. They just haven't been successful there tonight.
Johnson missed his first, hits his second. He has 13 points. That makes it a 45-38 game. He leaves the third one short. Hoopengarner crashes for the rebound, trying to spin inside. What do we have? A jump ball. Hoopengarner with the offensive glass, then ended up getting tied up as he tried to spin inside, and he'll give it right back to the Wildcats. A 7-point Riley lead. Robles takes the inbound. Brayton on his hip defensively. Robles turns and faces, gets a screen from Wesley, goes right, passes off to Robert. Back outside to Robles, who has 10 points in this game. Robles, the point guard, dribbling down with the left hand on the baseline. Tries to pass inside. Williams steals it. Williams goes behind his back, stops his dribble, passes off to Brayton. 6:38 remaining in the game. Left corner, up fake by Snyder. Passes to the wing to Brayton. Brayton ball fake. Hoopengarner into the lane. Dribbles into a double team. Out to Snyder. The three-pointer is good from the right corner.
And Riley's doing a good job of doubling down on guys in the paint, but it's leaving guys open beyond the arc. And if Mishawaka can knock these down, they can get right back in this game. Only down 4 points right now.
Snyder's third three-pointer makes it a 4-point game. Missed shot, and Johnson has the rebound for Mishawaka. 45-41 with 6 minutes to play. Johnson, a deep three, probably ill-advised, misses. Brayton with the rebound. Follow-up by Brayton doesn't go, and the rebound down to Robert.
That's a missed opportunity there for Mishawaka.
Left wing, driving is Wesley, puts it up. It won't go. They fight for the rebound. It's bouncing on the rim, and finally, Trent Johnson yanks it out of there for the Cavemen. Mishawaka down by four. Here's Johnson, down to the corner. Brayton a three, misses. Rebound, though, by Johnson. Johnson turns in, puts it up through contact. Won't go, foul on the rebound, and it's going to go on the Cavemen.
Well, multiple opportunities there, too, for Mishawaka to cut into this lead. And then just some rushed shots there on the last two possessions. And the lead still remains four. I just feel like they would have just settled down and taken their time. They could have gotten better shots.
Yeah, and Ron Heklinski is going to take a full timeout with 5:26 to play in the fourth quarter. He'll try to settle them down, maybe tell them like that. They were kind of playing it like it was the last 10 seconds of the game, but they're down by four. They've still got just under 5.5 remaining. 45-41, back in 30 seconds on WSBT. Halftime. 45-41. Mishawaka trails by four with 5:26 to play in the fourth quarter. Boy, we were talking about it just before the timeout, Vince. They they're killing it on the offensive glass tonight, but their second chance points opportunity are very low because they've taken so many contested shots and just have not been able to cash in.
Yeah, they're out-rebounding Riley on the offensive glass, no question, but they've only got 7 second chance points.
Riley with the basketball out of the timeout, moving right to left. Robles up top, Copley in the right corner, three-pointer off the back iron. Rebound Wesley, and his left-hand follow goes down. Wesley makes it a 47-41 Riley advantage. Yohe for Mishawaka, driving on the right side of the lane. Williams lays it in.
But he got lucky there because he mishandled that pass. He was able to control it well enough to get it up for the layup because he was wide open on the drive.
47-43, Riley with a basketball and a 4-point lead. Stopping his dribble, Autry on the right wing, out to Robles on the left. Wesley in front of the Riley bench, gives it up. Coleman and over to the right side it goes. Back to Robles, left wing, the lefty, cues a three, off the back iron. Rebound by Autry, and it's blocked in there by Hoopengarner. Donovan Snyder with a basketball. Snyder driving, and he will be a jump
ball. They're going to call it a jump ball. Wow.
I did not see any kind of control by the Riley player on that. He just guided him out of bounds, essentially.
I mean, if anything, it's a block or, a block shot or a blocking foul. Not a jump ball. I'm sorry.
Eklinski standing right behind him on the Mishawaka bench. Snyder dribbling with the left hand, directing traffic with the right, and Ron Heklinski uses a timeout. They have one left the rest of the way. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. 4:12 to play in the fourth quarter. It's Riley 47, Mishawaka 43. Back in 1 minute, a 96-1 WSBT. Mishawaka with a basketball, down 4, 4:10 to play at Riley High School with Vince Sedario, Sean Stierson. Mishawaka's leading scorer on the dribble is going to be fouled. It'll be Jackson Copley. That's his third. Maddox Yohe to inbound.
This particular referee, I think, just enjoys calling fouls.
Inbound to Hoopengarner. Drives from left to right. He'll lay it in, and it's a 2-point game.
I'll tell you what, if Hoopengarner can up his offensive game from what it was last year, with his length, he can be very, very dangerous this year. And so far, I've liked his moves.
47-45, Mishawaka back within two. Donovan Snyder is going to be called for a foul. Got a forearm over there with a little tomahawk chop. That'll be his second. Number 4 on Mishawaka. Riley has 5 with 3:42 remaining.
Well, and that's where, free throws are going to be important in this game. And Mishawaka is going to have to connect on their free throws if they've got any chance of winning this thing.
Caleb Williams bouncing up and down between Robles and Anderson out on the, Wesley, rather, out on the perimeter. Missed shot by Wesley. Rebound is taken by Copley, and he powers his way back up to rattle it home.
That was a good rebound by Copley, able to get down and get it right back up for two. You're going to see Wesley now because he's their scorer, so he's going to try to force some stuff up. Mishawaka's sitting in a 2-3 zone. They're not going to let him drive, so he's going to become a jump shooter.
Mishawaka down by 4 with a basketball. Trent Johnson, their leading scorer. Pull up from 16. Rims off. Hoopengarner rebound and gets fouled going back up. Clay Coleman draws the foul. It'll send Nick Hoopengarner, the senior, to the free throw line. He has 4 points tonight. Scored 4 against Goshen. 7 against Elkhart Memorial Tuesday. At the line, spins it home. His first free throw attempt of the night. He was 3 out of 4 at the line against the Chargers Tuesday, trying to make it a 2-point game if he can hit this one, and he does. 49-47, Mishawaka down by 2. Robles trots up court for the Wildcats. Out to Wesley, a deep 3 off the back iron. Rebound taken by Coleman, and Riley resets with Robles on the point. He passes high to Wesley, standing inside the center court circle. Robles passes high again, back to Wesley. Bounce pass, back to Robles on the wing. He'll flip it up from the left baseline and hits again. He hit one like that at the end of the third quarter. And it's a four-point Riley lead with 2:23 remaining.
That's his spot. He loves that little baseline drive, and he'll put it up from about between 5 and 10 feet every time.
Caleb Williams with a three that won't go. Copley runs down the rebound in the right corner. Ron Heklinski with a bit of a look of disbelief, I think, after seeing that three go up. Wesley and Robles play catch as they bounce it from near midcourt off to the left side near the Wildcat bench. A four-point Riley lead. Bounce pass down to Autry. He stumbles. Hoopengarner picks it up, and now Trent Johnson with it. Four on two. Over to Yohe. Nearly lost it. Bounces it back to Johnson. Johnson left wing three. It is short, and Robles with the rebound for Riley. Under a minute and a half remaining, 51-47, the Wildcats lead, and Williams fouls to stop the clock. That is just the, is that the fourth or the fifth now?
That is the fifth.
It's the second on Williams, the fifth on Mishawaka.
We got a timeout by Riley, and they're going to take a full timeout here, Sean.
All right, a minute 26 to play in the fourth quarter. It's Riley 51, Mishawaka 47. Back in a minute on WSBT. Minute 26 to play here in the fourth quarter at Riley High School. The Wildcats lead the visiting Mishawaka Cavemen 51-47. Mishawaka is looking for its first win of the season, 0-2. Riley looking for win number two. They won their opener against LaPorte and have dropped their last three to Northridge, Maryville, and St. Joseph. Riley has the basketball, a four-point lead, trying to inbound. Robles takes it in backcourt, and it's knocked off of him by Brayton and out of bounds, and Mishawaka has the basketball.
Yeah, great defensive play there by Brayton, able to go up and challenge the ball, and Robles wasn't able to hang on to it, and Robles is not happy with that particular pass in by Autry.
Mishawaka down four, has it. Raheem Brayton in the circle at center court, off to the right wing, guarded by Tyon Autry. Autry with long arms, off to Donovan Snyder. Up top, Trent Johnson, trying to break free. Trent Johnson skips into the lane. Layup won't go. Hoopengarner's follow won't go. Gets another one. It won't go. Brayton tracks down another offensive rebound. From the left, he'll put it up, and they'll wave off the basket and say an offensive foul.
Wow. A lot of opportunities there for Mishawaka to get some points on the board, and I'm surprised they call an offensive foul there.
I really am, too, because just there was so much movement going on.
Absolutely.
I find it hard to believe that someone had established position that quickly.
Did they ever call? Okay, they did call who it was on. They called it on Brayton.
53 seconds to play at midcourt. A collision. Foul is going to be called on Latrell Franklin of Mishawaka, the Marion transfer. Trent Johnson was pointing at something. But he was pointing, on the official something. Blake Wesley to the free throw line. He has 21 points tonight. He averages 28.3 a game. Franklin sits back down as Caleb Williams comes back in. Wesley is 5 of 6. At the foul line, he rattles the first one down. It almost popped out, but it's good, and he has 22 points.
On either way, no matter what happens here, it's going to be a two-possession game for Mishawaka. And they've got 52 seconds left, and they need to be more selective with their shots.
Free throw as well. He has 23. Johnson inbounds. Brayton can't handle it. Layup is good by Wesley and Riley. That makes it an 8-point lead, as Mishawaka just has not been able to capitalize on the opportunities tonight. Down by 8 with 33 seconds to play. Williams to Brayton.
Not sure what they're waiting for here. They're down 3 possessions, and they're just, you know, bringing it up court, taking their time.
Deep 3 by Hoopengarner from the right wing. Doesn't go. Rebound, Autry. Williams is going to foul Blake Wesley with 16.1 seconds remaining.
Just not a good last few possessions for Mishawaka. I mean, just poor shot selection, no sense of urgency there towards the end, and just loose with the basketball all night. And both teams have been loose with the basketball all night long. Just too many turnovers, and they just haven't been able to capitalize on it.
Wesley hits another free throw and has 26 points. Another free throw coming. This will be his 10th attempt of the game. He had 11 free throw attempts in the first 4 games combined. He hit the second one, and Wesley looking over toward Mishawaka and doing the shush, holding the finger to his mouth, and a full timeout here with Riley leading by 10. 16.1 seconds left. Let's take a timeout on WSBT. Mishawaka down by 10 with 16 seconds to play. Inbounds the basketball. Donovan Snyder, a 3 from the top of the key, doesn't go. Yohe with the rebound. Williams puts up a 3. It doesn't go. He draws the foul. It's Jackson Copley. I don't know if you saw, Vince, but Mishawaka assistant toward the end of that timeout, Pat King, who of course has been around for a long time, he was over there very calmly saying something to one of the officials. They were very close talking each other, but he was fairly calm when he was talking. And then Ron Heklinski came back and kind of shooed him away. And first, Ron Heklinski was chewing on that official. Now he's chewing on one of the others as well, as the free throw misses by Caleb Williams. He'll get 3 attempts here. He has 6 points. Ron Heklinski is steaming mad about something. The next free throw misses by Williams.
He might be mad at how bad Mishawaka is doing at the free throw line.
It might just be some misdirected animosity taking it out on the officials.
Mishawaka shooting 50% from the line.
I mean, I have no idea what specifically he's talking about, but he's in a stare down right now. As Williams hits the last of the free throws. Do you know? I mean,
I do not.
Do you have an idea what this could be about?
My guess is it's the end of the game, and it's more of a frustrating. The officials weren't great tonight, I will say that, on either side. So I think it's more of a, I'm just going to remind you how lousy of a job you did tonight kind okay. of a thing, as opposed to one specific situation. That's my guess.
It would appear so. We do have another timeout taken. We'll just go ahead.
It's only a 30-second.
And keep it here. We've got 6.2 seconds left. Mishawaka down by 9. They made a run at Riley a couple of different times, but just could not get over the hump. Got it to within 2 a handful of times.
Well, yeah.
And I've always been intrigued by, and this is not a critique or criticism by any means, but I've just always been intrigued by how Ron Heklinski uses his lineup. Because, again, like, we didn't see Caleb Williams at all Tuesday. We've seen him extensively tonight. And there have been a lot of different times like that where you see that with, you know, just different guys from game to game.
Well, and you know, it could be a matchup thing. Maybe he sees Williams being a better matchup against the guys from Riley.
Now, Williams, rather, a reach around on Wesley to send him back to the line. Wesley already has 27 points tonight.
He's looking to get to his average, Sean. His average is 28.
That's true.
Mishawaka's helping him do it.
He's 9 out of 10 at the line. He's going to get 2 more attempts. Again, he was 7 of 11 in the first 4 games at the line coming into tonight. That is his 11th attempt this evening. He has 28 points to lead all scorers. Blake Wesley, the 6'5 junior, offers from Notre Dame, Purdue, IU, Butler, Cincinnati. He hits another free throw and has 29 to make it 59-48. Mishawaka dribbles out the clock, and that will be the end of the ball game. Riley picks up its second win of the season. Mishawaka still looking for a win, falls to 0-3 as the Wildcats win 59-48 here at Riley High School. The 17th consecutive victory by Riley over Mishawaka. Mishawaka's last win between these two NIC teams is still in 2006. We'll take a timeout. Back for our postgame show as we bring you the RBI's unlimited postgame statistics, and Matt Embry down the line will also have the U.S. Sign Crafter scoreboard show. 59-48 is the final. Riley over Mishawaka on 96.1 WSBT.
Welcome to the Mishawaka Cavemen postgame show on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
Battle. 59-48, Mishawaka falls to Riley here at Mishawaka High School with Vince D'Addario, Sean Stiers. Time for our postgame stats powered by RBI's Unlimited. Help your child's stats improve next season, whether it's baseball or softball, with hitting lessons and workouts. It's RBI's Unlimited on West 6th Street in Mishawaka. So, Vince, you have been diligently keeping the stats on the old iPad throughout this game. Hit us up with some.
All righty, sir. Well, not a great shooting night for Mishawaka. They only shot 34% from the field. That's 16 for 47 altogether. Riley wasn't a whole lot better. They were 44% tonight, 21 of 48. From three-point land, Riley shot 29%, which is 5 of 17, while Mishawaka was just a tick higher at 30%. They were 6 of 20. So not a great shooting night for either team. Free throws, South Bend Riley definitely dominated. They had 80% from the line, 12 of 15, while Mishawaka was 53%, 10 of 19. So if they hit those free throws, Sean, just saying it's a tie game. Or no, I'm sorry, they're down by two, but they're very much in the game. They need to hit their free throws.
Yeah, and it, what were the, you know, I don't know if that calculates second chance points.
It does.
But there were a lot of missed second chance points opportunities, because I want to hear what the offensive rebound total came.
Yeah, it just gives me a total of second chance points.
So right.
Riley outscored Mishawaka second chance points 14-10. And then offensive boards for Mishawaka, they actually out-rebounded on the offensive glass, Riley, 18-15, and then overall 32-31.
So just when you look at that right there, they had 10 second chance points, but they had 18 offensive rebounds, which means you have a chance for 36.
Correct.
At least, not including if you take a three-pointer, at least 36 second chance points, but they only scored 10. And so between
Bingo.
The free throws and that right there, that's your difference in the game.
Absolutely, and they had their opportunities. I mean, there's no question about it. And that's what's most frustrating when you lose a game and you have the opportunities to be in the game. Those are the worst ones to lose, you know. It's one
right.
thing to go out and just get beat, you know. But they had plenty of opportunities. Like you said, they had it within two on numerous different occasions. They just couldn't get over the hump and get that lead like they wanted to. And that would have forced Riley into some uncomfortable situations that they don't want to be in. But they were never actually able to force that situation into occurring. Okay, let's do some individual scoring. First for Riley, Blake Wesley, 8 of 15 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3, 11 of 12 from the free throw line. He had 12 points in the paint. He ended up with 29. Phillip Robles was 5 of 9 from the field, 2 of 4 from the from beyond the arc, so he had 12. Tyon Autry was 5 of 10 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3, 8 points in the paint. He had 11. Jackson Copley was 2 of 8 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3. He had 4 points in the paint. That's what he ended with, 4 points. Kamari Love was 1 of 3 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3, 1 of 3 from the free throw line, so he had 3 points. That's your entire scoring list for Riley. For Mishawaka, they were a little bit more varied. Johnson, he ended up 4 of 12 from the field, 2 of 6 from 3, 2 of 5 from the free throw line. He had 4 points in the paint, 3 second chance points. He ended up with 12. He had a lot of opportunities, there, especially down the stretch to kind of bring this game closer, and just wasn't able to knock down those shots. Donovan Snyder, the senior, ended the night 3 of 6 from the field, all three from three-point land, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, so he had 10. Williams was 3 of 7 from the field, 0 of 4 from beyond the arc, 1 of 3 from the free throw line, that's 7. Nick Hoopengarner, 2 of 7 from the field, 0 of 1 from 3, hit both of his free throws. He had 4 points in the paint, 6 overall. The young freshman, Yohi, he was 1 of 5 from the field, hit all 4 of his free throws. He had 6 points tonight. Franklin was 1 of 1 from the field, his only shot, and it was a 3, so he had 3. And then Brayton and Boggs, they combined to be 2 of 9 from the field. Brayton was 0 of 2 from 3, missed all 3 of his free throws. They both ended up with 2 points on the night. So your final score, Riley 59, Mishawaka 48.
Well, I tell you what, Vince, I told you this. You know, the first time I got to see this team was Tuesday, and so this is the first time you've got to see this team. I see a lot of potential.
Absolutely.
Here. It's just, there's, as we've said, there's more overall length, there's more overall athleticism. It's just a matter of finding some more consistency, taking better care of the basketball, making a little bit better decisions, and cashing in on some of those opportunities like we talked about, offensive glass and free throws. You do those two things, you even score half of your opportunities in those two categories, and you win the ball game.
No question.
Tonight.
No question. And like I said earlier, it's early. I mean, and these guys are trying to find out where they fit on this team, what their role is going to be. You know, I think Johnson's probably going to end up being your go-to scorer, but Donovan Snyder can obviously knock down some shots as well. I think Nick Hoopengarner can be that down-low presence, helped out by Boggs. I think he had some nice rebounds tonight. He had some nice second-chance opportunities, but they need to cash those in.
Yeah, I mean, Blake Wesley is really good. He's 6'5". They have some other length. They're not quite as good as they've been the last few years, but I just think that the overall length they have, and they played a little bit better defense, I think, than Mishawaka tonight. And obviously, you know, you take Blake Wesley out of the equation, and it's a different game too.
Well, I mean, he had, 29 points. So, you know, you take 30 points, or you take 29 points off the game if they only have 30.
Right.
And
you don't see too many 28-point-a-night scores.
No, you don't. And he was money when he needed to be. I mean, he didn't shoot great from the field, but he was 11 of 12 from the free throw line.
His free throws, yep.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
11 of 12 from the free throw line. That's how scorers get their points. You know, they get fouled, they get to the line, they make things happen. And, you know, Riley lucked out because they got a couple of good transfers in Tyon Autry and Phillip Robles. If they don't have those two guys,
yeah,
it's a completely different story.
59 to 48, Riley over Mishawaka. The Wildcats improved to 2-3. The Cavemen fall to 0-3. We've got two games coming up next week here on WSBT. The first one is Monday. Quick turnaround. Elkhart Christian visits Monday, so we'll have that one at 7:30. And then a week from tonight, I believe it is Bremen.
Oh.
It is. Bremen will visit. And so we will have those two games next week as well, Monday and Friday here on 96.1 WSBT. Big day tomorrow. Brian Kelly will speak with the media after Notre Dame's football practice tomorrow. So on weekday Sports Beat on Monday, Eric Hansen and I will let you hear some of Brian Kelly's thoughts. And then you'll be with me for the second hour as well, for that matter. So we'll go over some of that in the second hour of Sports Beat. Before that, Mishawaka Elkhart Christian game. It's signing day next week.
A lot going on.
Signing class on Wednesday, so we've got a lot of stuff going on as Mishawaka prepares for the camp, or Mishawaka, Notre Dame prepares for the Camping World Bowl as well. But again, two Mishawaka games next week, and we'll have them here on WSBT. 59-48. Riley over Mishawaka. For Vince D'Addario, Matt Embry back in the studios. He'll have the U.S. Sign Crafter Scoreboard Show coming up next on 96.1 WSBT, the sport.
And Matt Embry in the WSBT studios. We continue with our U.S. Sign Crafter Scoreboard Show following Riley's 59-48 victory over the Mishawaka Cavemen. With the loss, unfortunately, Mishawaka falls to 0-3 on the season. Again, two games coming up on next week's slate here on WSBT. As Sean Stiers mentioned, Monday night against Elkhart Christian at the Cave. around a 7:15, 7:30 start time to our broadcast. And the same situation on Friday as the Bremen Lions come into the Cave. Again, both games available on 96.1 FM WSBT and online at WSBTRadio.com. Click Listen Live as we continue with our U.S. Sign Crafters Scoreboard Show. Whether it's commercial signs, freestanding pylon signs, dimensional architectural signage, illuminated signs, or more, contact U.S. Sign Crafters today to see how they can make a great first impression for your company or organization. Call 574-674-5055 today. Elsewhere in the NIC tonight, it's all Penn at the Penn Palace. In the third quarter, they lead Concord 27-11. Elkhart Central in a back-and-forth game gets the victory on the road at John Glenn tonight, 49-41. Jimtown gets by New Prairie on the road in New Carlisle, 55-44. Back-and-forth game and a classic one at the Hathaway Shack. Adams gets the victory over Marion tonight, 57-54. Late fourth quarter, it is all Washington at the Forum. They lead South Bend Clay, 64-40. St. Joe, no problems on the road with Bremen tonight, 78-34. The Indians get the victory. A three-pointer at the buzzer gets the victory for the Slicers tonight. LaPorte eliminates Elkhart Memorial, 71-68. And also in the fourth quarter, it is Warsaw ahead of Lake Central, 48-43. Once again, the final score, Riley a winner over Mishawaka, 59-48. We'll wrap up the U.S. Sign Crafter Scoreboard Show.